And welcome to worship in First Omagh this morning. You will see that we're no longer in Omagh, Northern Ireland, but we have been transferred somewhere in outer space to be part of our Holiday Bible Club Space Academy finale service. So it's lovely to have you all with us this morning. If there are any children down throughout the congregation who would like to come up to the front, you're more than welcome to come up and sit with the others here in the front row. There's room for more. I'd like to take this opportunity in advance to thank everyone who's taken part in the service today or who will take part in the service today, and for all your hard work in the week that has passed. Our theme for this year is Space Academy, and a special welcome to all of you who were at Space Academy during the week. It's lovely to have you here as we explored the life of Daniel. Now, I did wonder, and I think I mentioned it last week, how does Space Academy link into the life of Daniel? Well, thinking about the story of Daniel throughout the week, it made me realise that Daniel was a man who was specially selected to do a particular task. He was taken from Jerusalem, a place that he knew was familiar, and transported to another world, to Babylon, to the Babylonian Empire. And there he had to get used to a whole new, different way of doing things. And so it's a little bit like ending up in outer space, being somewhere totally different and foreign to what you're used to. And then also, we also learned from Daniel that he had to live his life differently from all of those around him. And it's a similar, I suppose, in space. We as human beings can't live in certain ways because we need the oxygen to breathe. It wouldn't be the same as whatever else we would encounter out there in the surround. So we can be in a different surrounding, but we are also seeking to live our unique lives. And so that's what Daniel chose to do in Babylon. And it's what the children were learning during the week as they were learning all about Daniel and all about his role in the nation of Babylon. And one of the most important things that we learnt in the week about Daniel is that it's important to have a good relationship with our Heavenly Father, with God. And the best way we can do that is through prayer. So we're going to come now before God in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, creator of the heavens and the earth and the universe, we thank you for the beauty and the wonder of all of creation. We especially give you thanks for this planet that we live on, planet Earth. We give thanks for the air that we breathe, for the water which refreshes us, and for food to sustain us. We give thanks too for the creatures we share this world with, the humble bumblebee, the roaring lion, the majestic whale. We give thanks for the peoples of the earth, for people who look like us, and for those who don't, for people who speak English as their first language, and for people who don't. We give thanks for the people we know and love as friends and family, and we also give thanks for all the people that we have yet or will never meet. Help us, we pray, to be good friends and neighbours to all people, whether they live near us or far away. Forgive us, we pray, for the times when we have not looked after this wonderful world, and help us to take better care of our planet and of the universe. Forgive us for the times when we have hurt or disappointed those we love. Help us to say sorry and to make things right with them. Forgive us for not caring for the needs of others, and help us to be kind and compassionate to friend, to neighbour, and to stranger. These prayers we offer in the name of Jesus, the Saviour of the world, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Before we launch into Space Academy, I just have a couple of announcements to make. The first one is in relation to our children's ministry on a Sunday morning. And it's changing, it's having a little bit of a relaunch. So Jigsaw and Blast are moving into church time. And the moving day is Sunday the 8th of September. So Jigsaw and Blast is relaunching and moving into church time. So don't come to Jigsaw and Blast at 10:15 on the 8th of September. Come to church at 11:30 and then we'll have a little song and a children's talk, and then you'll go out to Jigsaw and Blast as your classes in the same rooms that you would have been before, in the Rowan Hall, Jigsaw year 1 to 7, and then in the youth room, Blast will meet year 8 to year 11. Okay, so that's something to think about when you're going back to school. In September, you might be going to a new classroom, but on Sunday the 8th of September, it's a new time for Jigsaw and Blast, and it's going to be during church time. So come to church first at 11:30, and then Jigsaw and Blast will start at 11:45. And then we're going to have a new organisation as well for any little brothers and sisters or younger children who are not yet at primary school. And it's going to be called TOTS. And I think we're going to call it Toddle Over to Sunday School. TOTS. I was trying to think, because Jigsaw stands for Jesus, Great, Super and Wonderful, and Blast is Bible Learning and Sharing Together. So TOTS is Toddle Over to Sunday School. And there will be a creche for children under 3. They must be accompanied by a parent or an adult or a guardian. And then children aged 3 to 5, not at primary school, will have a leader and a helper present. And there'll be a little programme for you to follow. So a little bit of a change come the 8th of September for First Doma people. Now I'm conscious there are people here from Trinity, and you may indeed have children in your families. And so your Sunday school starts again as normal on Sunday the 8th of September in Trinity and in Gilligilly churches. And then one other notice in relation to our walking group. The walking group will meet this Tuesday, and then our final walk will be the following Tuesday, meeting at the church car park at 7. The two more walks on Tuesday nights, this Tuesday coming and then the last Tuesday in August. So another part, an important part of our relationship with God is to bring him our praises. So I thank Daryl for coming to play for us today, and we're going to sing our opening hymn, which is 233, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation.
Oh,
girls, at Space Academy this week, who did you learn about? Daniel, that's right. And so we're going to have a reading from Daniel chapter 1, but before I ask Lynn to come up to do the reading, I just want to set the scene a little bit. So Daniel was born in Jerusalem, but the Babylonian army invaded Jerusalem and they took all the people that lived there captive and brought them all the way over to Babylonia. And Babylon is sort of modern day Iraq, for those of you who like to know your geography. So Babylon is sort of in and around Iraq, and they were living down in Israel. So they were taken into a foreign land. And the king there, the king of Babylon, he thought, you know, the best way these people will settle is if I include them in my government. So he wanted the most handsome young men, the most intelligent young men, to be withdrawn from their own community and taken up to the palace. And for 3 years they were to go to special school to learn all about living in Babylon and to learn the language. And they were to be given the food that the Babylonians ate so that they would grow healthy and strong. And that was a big challenge for Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. But how are they going to cope with that? Well, Lynn's going to tell us by reading the scripture. So it's Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 to 17. Lynn.
But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Now God had caused the official to show favour and compassion to Daniel, but the official told Daniel, "I am afraid of my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you." Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food, and treat your servants in accordance with what you see." So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables instead. To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds.
Here we are now after a whole week at Holiday Bible Club. It's been great fun, hasn't it? Yeah? Great. Glad to see smiles. Absolutely. But here we are, and it has been our theme of this year, as James mentioned, has been Space Academy. And each night we learnt about the Old Testament character of Daniel. And I'm really pleased this year that we had lots of children join us. We've had really good numbers, and they were up on last year. We exceeded well into the late 30s every evening, and the children were very engaged, and it was wonderful to have each one of them there each night. It's also worth mentioning that we also had a few new faces coming along to join us at Holiday Bible Club as well, which is really encouraging too. But I thought I could give you a bit of a glimpse into an example of what Holiday Bible Club was like each night. And so on Wednesday night, we learnt our story was from Daniel 3 and about Daniel's friends. And they were called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, wasn't it? That's right. And they risked their lives by refusing to bow down and worship the golden statue. And then King Nebuchadnezzar came along and he was very angry and he threw them all into the fiery furnace. But they still refused to bow down, and the angel came and miraculously saved them from any harm. And King Nebuchadnezzar found out that God was so powerful, and he knew that the one true God was the God that the three friends worship. And so they, three friends, stood up to God. They stood firm in their faith and what they believed in, and they never lost their trust in him. And so that was our story, and we had a memory verse, And we learnt our memory verses in very different ways throughout the week, and we learnt different memory verses as well. And today, Emma Jane will come later and lead us in our memory verse too, so you'll all have a chance to learn our memory verse that night. Of course, we sang some songs as well, and the children will lead us in Blast Off in a short time as well with actions. And also, God's Love is the Best Love. Does anybody like that song? Yeah? Good, I'm glad. Yeah, you'll have to help us sing later because nobody else knows that one yet. So, we sang those songs, we had lots of fun, and then we went and we did lots of good crafts, and we made some flame frames, we made some tasty campfires. Who really liked those? The tasty campfires with the rocky roads. I was really sad because I didn't get any that night, and it was so, the smell of it was so lovely. Oh, I was so jealous, but everybody kept commenting to me just how lovely they were, so well done. So, that is a brief overview of what we sort of did on the Wednesday night. It was similar every night, but obviously the theme was very different and the story of Daniel was very different. But I thought I would ask some of the children, those who have been here this week, what they enjoyed. What they enjoyed, and I will say hopefully that some of them have been primed, so hopefully we'll get a few answers. So, can somebody tell me one of their favourite things at Holiday Bible Club this year, Lillianne?
The volleyball.
The what?
The volleyball.
The dodgeball. Oh yes, we played a game called Asterix, which was a space-related game alternative to dodgeball. I think everybody really enjoyed that one. Yeah. Anything else? Anything? Any crafts that we made? Any crafts?
The biscuits.
The ham biscuits. Yes, I really like those too. Very good, Julie and Ivy as well. And the ham biscuits. Can anybody remember what the ham biscuits remind us of? Do you remember? Julie might give you a clue. Rachel, do you know?
The hands that wrote in the wall.
Absolutely. The hands that came out of the wall and wrote a message when King Belshazzar was trying to work out what that message meant, and Daniel came along and was able to tell him. That's right. And one more. Did anybody learn anything about Daniel or God this week? Oh dear. Oh dear me. Anybody? Rachel, do you know something about Daniel or God this week?
He was very fearless.
Absolutely, well done. Daniel was very fearless, and he stood up to God and asked. God asked him to do lots of things, and God gave him the strength and the power to do all the different missions that he wanted him to do. That's wonderful. Thank you, folks. It was great to have the children with us each evening. But it was really, really, really wonderful on Friday night to finish off our Holiday Bible Club with our special Messy Church Family Night Holiday Bible Club style. And that theme for this year was Daniel in the Lion's Den. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with Messy Church and the whole idea, it's meant to be a church, an informal way of doing church for all ages. It involves lots of creativity through activities and crafts and games, Bible stories and songs. There's a celebration as well, and the hospitality is all centred around a meal, so that everybody grows in their knowledge of God and grows together as a church family. So it was wonderful to, as I say, welcome lots of parents with our children that came along each week. And they enjoyed the activities together. We made some lion masks and some lion head pots with seeds. I'm sure Erwin will find lots of seeds still upstairs, even though we'll probably be brushing up for days as well. And we enjoyed our story as well, hearing about Daniel and the lion's den. And our evening came to a close with a wonderful barbecue. Thank you to Gordon and to Chris, the head chefs, and suit. What do you call it? Assistant chef? I don't know. Yeah, assistant chef. That's easier to say. Yeah. Sebi. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you to those men who were wonderful and helped us with the barbecue. The children enjoyed lots of treats at the end. They had rocket lollies, and we also gave out rocket plaques that glowed in the dark. Did anybody try them out? Did they glow in the dark? Anybody try your plaque out? Yeah, did they? Brilliant. Fantastic. And that was a reminder for the children to remember just about our Holiday Bible Club this year at Space Academy. And last but not least, I really want to say thank you to the team that are here this morning and those who can't be with us today. They're a wonderful bunch, extremely gifted, and I would be lost without every one of them. It really couldn't have been a wonderful success this week without each person playing their part. So thank you from me, with those people who helped with the lead-up, the decorations, the preparations, cutting out all that bunting, Ivy and Lynn, that was the motley crew on Monday morning, got that job. But it was wonderfully cut, so well done, ladies. And also those who helped with the barbecue and the catering on the Friday night. It really wouldn't have been possible without each person working together as a team. So I want to say thank you personally, and I also want everybody else to show their appreciation in the normal way. Thank you, folks. Now we're going to sing our blast-off song. So can I get the children to come up to the front? We're going to sing, hopefully, and the leaders as well. It'd be wonderful to have everybody taking part. Okay, so we're going to sing this song. Yes, we'll say that. Would any other children in the congregation like to join us as well? With lots of fun actions, feel free to come up and join us if anybody. You can, whatever you would like to do, whatever you're more comfortable. Okay, Mervyn, go with blast off. Okay, ready for blast off?
Operation Space begins in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
blast off! Going to sing our other song now, which is God's Love is the Best Love. So everybody will get a chance to sing that as well. So if everybody wants to join us, the words are going to be on the screen, and it's going to be You might recognise the tune, so it'll be really easy to sing, and the children will and the leaders will lead us as well. So everybody will sing this together now.
It's the best love.
Same way as we have done during the week, the children have helped with the memory verse. Now, I mightn't have a bit for everybody to hold, but I do need some people to help with action as well, because we're going to teach the congregation the memory verse from Wednesday night following on. So, well, okay. So, Wednesday night's memory verse was, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run to it and are safe." Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The actions, pretty straightforward. Okay, and Emma's going to help me with those. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. We found during the week the best way to do it was for everybody to stand up. Everybody stand up. Okay, and we're going to do it together. I know you mightn't be able to see it as clearly. Okay, hold them steady and we'll all try it together. Okay. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it and are saved. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10.
Well, that was brilliant. Again, Mervyn, dear love, you don't know who's on, who's off. But I'm on now, and that was absolutely brilliant. Well done, everyone. Well done to the congregation. But Emma Jane let you off a little bit lightly. So I think you're going to have to say it without the words. So without the words in front of you. But, well, you could actually. No, we will do it without the words. So... So that's giving you a little reminder of what it is. So after three, one, two, three. Well done. Should we have a competition? Children against the adults? Yeah, that sounds like good. So if you're under 18, you join in with the children. Or if you're wearing a blue t-shirt with First Oma on the back, you join in with the children. Everybody else, you get the second go. So we'll go first, just to give you another wee idea, and we'll keep doing the actions. So, one, two, three.
The name
of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are safe. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Well done. Now, adults, it's over to you. I'll do the actions without the words, and you can do the words without the actions. Is that better? Okay. So, one, two, three. I think they deserve a round of applause. Well done, Emma Jane, for teaching us that memory verse. And the whole way through the book of Daniel and the Space Academy, we learnt how Daniel always put his relationship with God first. So we're going to sing another song, and this time it's Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. And then there's the little bit at the end, the Alleluia bit, Alleluia. So again, there's going to be a little bit of a competition. And in fact, maybe what will we do, men, women, or might we do left and right? Daryl? Left and right. Okay, so we're going to do left and right. So who's left and who's right? Okay, perfect. So if you're on this side of the church and up on this side of the gallery, you sing, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God, and then whenever we're doing the Alleluia bit, you keep singing, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God, so you sing the verse twice, okay? This side, this side, this side, this side, choir, this side, and this side. And the gallery, two up there in the gallery, you can choose which one, which side, whichever volumes helps you sing the best. With this, we'll all sing Seek Ye First, the verse first, and then there's the Alleluia bit, and that's the bit that you sing while this side are singing Seek Ye First. And that goes for three verses. We'll be grand. Let's go. Everybody stand, and let's bring our praises to God. That was lovely. Thank you all so much for that. Well, what I'm going to do now is give you a little bit of an overview of each of the stories in the life of Daniel and the lessons that we can learn from each night. And I really hope that the children will be able to help me in case I get lost, because I wasn't able to be there every single night. So I might not remember all the details. So I really need you to be listening really carefully
and helping me out with the story. So we've all been on a great big adventure in Space Academy, and you can see the lovely decorations that are around the church. This is only a fraction of what we had, what the leaders made to decorate the hall. So if you have a chance after church tonight, go down into the Rowan Hall and you'll see the big thing that's in the corner. What's in the corner? The rocket. It's a huge big rocket, and the children could go in there. A reminder of the strong tower that we could run into. So again, go into the Rowan Hall and have a little bit of a look at the layout of the hall. But we're back here in Northern Ireland. We're back here in OMA, in the First OMA Church, and we have to enter the world. So we want to think about all that we learnt about from Daniel and how that applies to our lives today, and help everyone who's gathered here today to think about Daniel and about the lessons that we can learn from his life and apply them to our lives. So Lynn has already read for us the opening chapter of Daniel 1, which was the story that you heard on the first night. And Mervyn's going to put up on screen a little picture that summarised that story. So you can see, and I have a wee copy of it here, which you might see a little bit closer. So we're here, we have a whole group of people and they're enjoying a lovely dinner. But it's like, spot the difference. There are a few differences in this. What's different about this? What's different? What's different on the table? Can you see? Yeah, so it's different with the food. What are some people eating? Some people are eating apples. And oranges and vegetables. And what are they eating over this side?
Beef.
Beef and fancy dinner.
Carrots.
Uh-huh. And what are they drinking on this side?
Wine.
And what are they drinking on this side?
Water.
Okay, so some people are eating chicken and lovely rich food. And some men are only eating fruit and vegetables. Some men are drinking red wine to help them to digest their food. And other men are only drinking water. Who were the men who were only drinking water? Can you remember from the story? Who were they? Daniel and his friend, Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, they were only eating the vegetables and the water. Why did they only eat that? Was it because people said, we don't have enough food for everybody, so you just have to eat that vegetables and water? Why were they eating that? God told Daniel to keep himself pure when he went to live in the land of the Babylonians, and he would look after him. And Daniel trusted in God, but he had a test. He had a test. He had to decide, was he going to go with what everybody else was doing and eating and enjoying? Or would he trust in God and trust God to help him? And Daniel chose to trust God. He was tested and he chose to trust God along with his friends Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. And that's a lesson for us today in today's world. We live as Christians in today's world in a society that's a lot different, probably from it was whenever you were growing up. And so you are always tested all the time. There are situations and circumstances that you face and you have to decide, am I going to follow God and seek after him, or am I going to live with the rest of the world and don't really care how God wants me to live? So we have this testing. Are we willing to show love and care and kindness to others, or are we going to join the rat race and we don't care what happens to other people? Are we going to show love or are we going to show hate? We've got all those choices to make. And God, and we can be tested. But when we place our trust in God, God will help us. Because although they only ate vegetables and water, did Daniel fade away? Or did he become one of the strongest people? He became one of the strongest people, and he also had great brain power, and God gave him the opportunity to interpret dreams. So God blessed Daniel by his choices to follow God and to show love and to show honour and glory to God in the way that he lived his life. So that's a lesson for each one of us here in church today, whether we're a young person or an adult. And then on day two, there's going to be a picture comes up on the screen, boys and girls, and you're going to have a look at it and see if you can help me with the story from day two. Anybody know that story or anybody remember that story? Yep, Charlie. Hold on a minute, I need to get you a microphone. Where's the microphone? This will save me a whole lot of talking. There we go, off you go. So, the statue.
There's a man looking at it, and then a big bulldozer came and bulldozed it down, and then the Babylonians would attack everyone, and then they get weaker and weaker until they would all die.
Right, wow. And did this really happen, or was it in a dream?
In a dream.
In a dream. Who had the dream? Can you remember?
The king.
The king. Can you remember his name? King Nebuchadnezzar. That's brilliant. I think that deserves a round of applause. And well done to the leader on that night, for that was well remembered. So King Nebuchadnezzar. Sorry. Hey, Mike. Sorry, Marvin. So King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And we saw this statue. It's made up of four different parts. Anybody know what the four parts were? Top part was gold. The second bit was
silver.
Silver. And the middle bit was
bronze.
Bronze. And the bottom bit was clay. Yeah, the bottom bit was clay. So that Nebuchadnezzar had this dream about this statue, and each section of the statue represented an empire, and there was going to be a big bulldozer that came and knocked it all down, and a new kingdom would grow. Nebuchadnezzar had this dream, but nobody could interpret it, except who? Who was able to explain it?
Daniel.
Daniel was able to interpret the dream. Isn't that amazing? Daniel was able to interpret the dream. And then Nebuchadnezzar realized that if Daniel could interpret the dream because God had told him the answer, he wanted to follow God. So God revealed the answer to Daniel. Daniel revealed the answer to the king, and the king was able to see not just the meaning in the dream, but to see God, and he worshipped him too. So that shows us that Daniel was tested. He was also able to reveal the meaning of dreams. Now the third picture, Marvin. So this is a story that Emma was referring to earlier, so you've already had a little recap. Here are the three people coming out the door. The people that were eating different food, can you remember their names?
Daniel, Meshach, and Abednego.
And that one we keep forgetting is?
Shadrach.
Shadrach. These guys must not watch Emmerdale, eh? Because Shadrach's the only one that we would hear about in today's world. Not that he's... anyway, that's real. So we have these three people, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And there was another statue. Anybody remember what colour that statue was? Big. No. But begins with the same letter.
Not green.
Gold.
Gold.
Gold, that's right. A big gold statue. And they said, look, everybody has to bow down to this statue. And did everybody bow down? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego didn't bow down. And they were thrown where? Into what?
A fire.
A big fiery furnace. Now, if you're thrown into a fiery furnace, you're going to get a bit hot, aren't you? Maybe a wee bit warmer than you are today, church. But what happened? Did they get burnt? Did they even get very hot? Why? Why did they not?
An angel came round.
An angel came round and saved them, protected them. And they came out of the fiery furnace unharmed.
But that's a lesson to us that when we trust in God and when we follow him, even when there's danger and we're in very hot and difficult situations, God will help us and he will save us and he will send his angels to protect us. Isn't that brilliant? Another great thing that we've learned from Daniel. So now we move on to the fourth night and the fourth picture. And this was the favourite craft with the hand, short bread. So we've already heard how this hand appeared and wrote on the wall. Just to give the adults a little bit of background to this, there was a new king, King Belshazzar, or King Bel, as we shortened it to. And he was not like King Nebuchadnezzar. He didn't follow God. And he used the goblets that they'd taken from the temple in Jerusalem, and he used them for a party that he was having. And they did have no respect for God. They had no respect for people. They treated people really awful. And God had had enough. He had had enough. So he sent a message to them, didn't he? And he wrote on the wall with the magic hand. And these words appeared. And all these people that were banqueting and having such a fun time and thinking they had it made were frightened. What did these words mean? It was in a strange language. Who was able to tell them what the words meant?
Daniel.
Daniel was able to tell them that the words meant that because of King Belshazzar's evil regime, his kingdom was going to come to an end and that another kingdom would take over. And that's a reminder to us that when we don't follow God's ways, then there are nasty consequences. A bit like if your mum and dad have a particular rule that you have to do something and you don't do it, there can be a punishment. What punishments do you sometimes get? Evie knows very quickly there, she knows.
Going upstairs.
Getting sent upstairs to your bedroom. Any other punishments you might get?
Wash the dishes.
Having to wash the dishes. Isn't that an awful punishment? And another one?
Getting to make the food.
Having to make the food. Oh. This is where mummies go, seriously. Yeah.
Fold the laundry.
Fold the laundry. So there must be very, very bad children in these homes because the mummies are great. They've got somebody cooking their food, folding the laundry, doing the dishes, getting sent up to the bedroom. And one other one, maybe?
You get your iPads taken away for a week.
I thought that might be what that's a very... My nephews get that. Get their iPads taken away from them so that they can't play on their iPads. Get sent up to the room. My niece was once sent up to her room and there was an awful lot of sudden and something and sudden and something, and her daddy shouted up, "Lucy, you all right up there?" Thump, 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 thump. She was very cross. She'd done something very bad. And then he said, "Do you have enough room up there?" And that stopped it. "What do you mean, have enough room? Just with all those elephants up there, I wonder, did you have enough room?" So shall we say, the herd got larger. Didn't quite work the way I'd hoped it. Anyway, so sometimes when we do wrong things, we get a punishment for it. And so it's the same with God. If we choose not to live according to God's ways, then there is a punishment. And that punishment, sadly, is death and separation from God. And that's what King Belshazzar found out with the writing on the wall. And Daniel was very brave to tell the king that his kingdom was coming to an end because the king could have killed Daniel, but he didn't. So that was day four. Day five, then, is the next and the last picture, which is up on the wall. Who's that, then? Guess. Daniel, that's right. And Daniel, what's he doing in this picture? He's praying to God. Now this time there's a new king has taken over and he thinks Daniel's brilliant and everybody around Daniel's jealous and they want Daniel taken away. So they make this plan and this plot that they're going to say that unless you worship the king, you're going to be punished. And what was the punishment? To be thrown where?
Into the den of the lions.
Into the den of the lions. So if that was you, and there was a rule that was made once Brexit comes in and Boris Johnson has his way and passes all these laws, and suddenly we are only allowed to worship Boris Johnson and we're not allowed to go to church, we're not allowed to worship God, otherwise we would be badly punished. I'm not trying to equate Boris Johnson, by the way, with King Belshazzar. But anyway, what would your choice be? If you lived in a regime where you weren't allowed to worship God, would you go along with it? Or would you publicly, in front of everybody, in an open window, worship your God? Daniel chose to worship God, didn't he? Even though he knew it was going to mean punishment. There are many people in the world today, and they are punished because they worship God. But they still choose to worship him because they trust in God for all things. So Daniel worshipped God, and the king had to do what he said. So Daniel got thrown into the lion's den, but did the lions eat him? Again, how was he protected?
God shuttered their mouths.
God shuttered the lions' mouths. And what else? Who did Daniel say was there?
God.
God. Well, an angel came and shut the lions' mouths. So an angel came and shut the lions' mouths. Daniel was protected, and the next morning he was released, and he went on to be the governor of the land. And all the bad people who had plotted against him, well, they were thrown into the lion's den, and the lions did have breakfast. But we're not going to go into that detail. You can watch Horrible Histories, and it'll show you all about that. So here we find that Daniel trusted in God. And so the word I want you to remember from today's service is the next word that's going to appear on the screen. Look down the first letter of each word. Can you call it out? What's the first letter of the red word? First letter. T. And the next one, orange.
R.
R. And the next one,
U.
U. And the next one,
S.
And the last, the bottom one, Evie. First letter. Can you see the green?
Yeah. T.
T. So the word has appeared. Anybody know what that word is?
Trust.
That's right. So that's what I want you to remember today. The biggest lesson we learned from Daniel is that he trusts in God. And that when you trust in God, he will be faithful to you and he will look out for you. So what a lot of learning you've had in this week in Space Academy. And again, I want to take this opportunity to thank all the leaders for all their hard work. But especially we want to thank God for how he has shown us through the prophet Daniel that when we trust in him, he will look out for us even when we face difficult and trying times. So I'm going to invite Audrey to come forward now and do the prayers.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege that we had this week to learn about Daniel. We thank you also for the privilege that everyone has of teaching children about God and of living as a Christian. We remember all those stories which we heard, which have reminded us of the importance of trusting in you. Trusting in you to be with us all the day, and to be guiding us and directing us in everything we do. We thank you for the games which the children were able to play, which helped to reinforce the message each night. For the snacks, the biscuits, the craft, all of which reflected yet again the message of that day's teaching. We are thankful that we were reminded that not only did Daniel and his friends trust you, but they were fearless in their faith. And we ask that you would help each one of us to trust you daily and to be fearless as we live for you. We thank you for all the children who came. We thank you for the helpers who were so willing to give of their time and their talents and their expertise in so many ways. And as we think about the Holiday Bible Club, we are so thankful, God, that while we have enjoyed holiday, you are never on holiday from us. We thank you that you are with us every day and that you are never far away from us. We thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the stories we have learnt this week and the stories which continue to be there to guide us as we live and are just as relevant today as they were thousands of years ago. And we thank you for the club. We thank you for the fellowship, for the friendships and for the families that came. All of these we ask that you would hold in our hearts the stories, the learning, the crafts, the games and the snacks, that they would be more than just that, but that they would show us the way that we are to live for you every day of our lives. And all of these we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much. And now your offering to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your good gifts to us. We thank you for friends and for family and for fun. And most especially, we thank you for the fellowship that we can have in you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. So we pray that you will continue to bless each person here as we return to our everyday lives. And help us, O Lord, to be like Daniel, to be faithful to you, to be fearless in defending you in the world, and to know, O Lord, that you are present with us wherever we go, and in whatever situation we face. So we thank you, Lord, for this offering that has been received, and we pray that you will use it to bring glory and honour to your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And so we bring our Holiday Bible Club re-entry service to a close as we sing our final hymn, which is Rejoice, the Lord is King, hymn 454.
Thank you.
Amen.